而在今天的主日，我盼望我们能够再度思考耶稣诞生对我们属灵的意义。
However, this Sunday, I hope for us to have an opportunity to think about the meaning of Christmas in relation to our spiritual lives.
这几天我们家有机会去 Flushing.
These past few days, my family has had the opportunity to go to Flushing.
当我们有机会要进 Flushing 经过 Highway 的时候
，Going down the highway，
然后我们看见在 Highway 的旁边就有一个很大的一个中国教堂。
I saw a Chinese church building on the side.
然后那个墙壁上大大的写个几个字。
And on those tall walls, there were some big words.
耶稣是世人的救赎。
Saying Jesus is the Redeemer of the world.
我那时候就在想啊，这样醒目的字，对基督徒而言，真是为主传了福音啊。
At that time, I was thinking, as a Christian, this has done a good job of proclaiming the truth.
哦，跟大家讲了真理，这样子所有经过 Flushing 的中国人看到那几个中国字，都了解到了福音啊。
That way, all the Chinese people going down to Flushing can see the gospel message.
这教会好棒。
This church has done a good job.
好勇敢，大胆为主做见证。
Testifying for the Lord boldly.
但是我后来又想了一想。
But then I thought some more.
问题是这几个字。
The problem is that these words
对非基督徒他们看得懂吗
？For non-Christians, can they even understand it?
对非基督徒而言，这救赎两个字是什么意思呢
？So non-Christians, what do these words mean?
又跟我有什么关系
？And what does this have to do with me?
这是一个好消息吗
？Is this even good news?
还是被这几个字弄得一头雾水？
Are they just totally confused by these words?
他们看之后只是觉得这个教会很张扬。
They only think that when they see this, the church is just being obnoxious.
在最近12月26号，中国还有一个新闻。
Recently, on December 26th, China has had some news.
提到一个校长说，圣诞节是西方社会侵入中国的证据。
The school principal said that Christmas is evidence that Western culture has invaded China.
然后要大家去抵制圣诞节。
So he wants everyone to boycott Christmas.
想想很不幸的，许多人对基督的救赎是无法理解的。
Thinking about this is quite unfortunate. Many people can't comprehend, that Christ is the Redeemer.
但是却深深地认为基督教就是西方文化入侵的代表。
On the other hand, they think that Christianity is just evidence of Western invasion.
我们现在发现，就算在圣诞节期间。
I've discovered that during this Christmas season,
就在这个提到耶稣基督诞生的消息，应该是救恩的临到。
When I mentioned the birth of Jesus Christ and the coming of salvation,
是你我生命当中的大好消息。
And the fact that it's good news for both you and me,
这两者之间有一个很大的距离。
In between these two ideas, there is a big gap.
圣诞节跟人家讲救恩。应该是一年当中最好的时机。
Christmas time is actually supposed to be the best time of the year to talk about salvation.
结果大部分的人听不懂，也不知道为什么要听。
But many people don't understand, and they don't know why they need to hear this.
而人所能了解的是什么呢
？So what can people understand?
是放假。
Vacation.
是大减价。
Big sales.
是塞车。
Traffic.
是 Galleria Mall 跟 Amazon。
The Galleria Mall and Amazon.
因此，我们要把救恩大好的消息传给我们的朋友家人，让他们能够领会，成为他们生命的实际。
Therefore, spreading the good news of salvation to our friends and family, for them to understand and accept, for it to become a reality in their lives,
是一个大大的挑战。
It's a big challenge.
从观念进入实际，中间需要有一个一步一步的桥梁搭建起来。
From concept to reality, you need to build a bridge step by step to make a connection.
同样，在2000年前，当玛利亚从天使那边得知神对她有特别计划的时候
，Likewise, when Mary, or 2000 years ago, when Mary heard the message from the angels telling her that God has a plan for her,
她不是更会觉得这是一个不可思议的事吗
？Isn't that even more incomprehensible?
玛利亚还没有出嫁。
Mary wasn't even married yet.
却要怀孕。
She had to be pregnant.
然后生出一个婴孩呢，是成为你跟我的王。
She has to give birth to a child that will be the king of both you and me.
这是什么意思啊?
What does this even mean?
然后呢?然后她要怎么办呢?
Then what? What is she going to do?
她应该做什么?她说我要怎么把她生出来?
How is she going to do this? How is she going to deliver the baby?
我怎么去养这个王啊?
How is she going to raise the baby?
那既然她是王,她是不是应该活在皇宫里呢?
And to raise him, should the child live in a palace?
万一不在皇宫里,那我养她是不是就充满了危机呢?
Or if not, isn't raising him dangerous?
如果你是玛利亚
If you are Mary,
你会恐慌害怕吗?
Would you be nervous or afraid?
你会怀疑吗?
Do you have doubt?
那玛利亚是如何勇敢地走向这条信心的道路呢?
So how will Mary walk on this journey of faith with courage?
所以当玛利亚她回顾她自己的一生
When Mary looked back on her life,
她借着路加福音第一、第二章告诉我们
According to Luke chapters 1 and 2, she told us her journey.
这里描述了她的心路历程。
Letting us see how salvation can turn from an idea to a person.
让我们好，让我们看到救恩是如何能够从一个信息变成一个人。
Letting us see how salvation can turn from an idea to a person.
从一个抽象的观念变成实际。
From an abstract concept to reality.
我们通常读者看路加福音第一、第二章的时候
Usually when we read Luke chapters 1 and 2
都是要以了解耶稣是如何降生的角度去读
It's with the intent to understand how Jesus was born.
实际上这段经文更是玛利亚她自己的见证
But actually this passage is more of a testimony of Mary.
所以我们今天好不好花一点时间以玛利亚的角度去看从耶稣从零岁到十二岁玛利亚所经过的过程
So let's try to understand this passage Jesus' life from birth to age 12 from the point of Mary's view
我们就会看见神对玛利亚其中奇妙的安排已经旨意
Then we will see how God wonderfully guided Mary
好我们在这边我们从路加福音从第一章一直到第二章我们看见所发生的事情
So let's see Who Mary saw during these situations.
当玛利亚还是一个单纯待嫁的女子的时候
So when Mary was still an innocent and unmarried girl
谁出现了呢
Who did she see?
天使出现了
She saw an angel
让她得知她将要怀孕的时候呢
When she was about to be pregnant
神让她见到了谁呢
Who did God let her see?
结果是老年怀孕的以利沙伯
The old and pregnant Elizabeth.
结果当玛利亚把小耶稣结果生在马槽的时候
When she gave birth to Jesus in a manger.
很破落的时候很潦倒的时候结果她遇到谁了呢
And in this situation, who did she see?
结果她遇到了卑微的牧羊人
She saw the humble shepherds.
当玛利亚把耶稣带到圣殿里面她要守律法献祭的时候她又遇到了谁呢
And when she brought Jesus to Jerusalem or the temple and gave an offering,
结果祭司跟先知对他有特别的信息，跟他讲话。
She saw a priest and a prophetess.
结果当耶稣就要成为诫命之子，也就是将要步入十三岁的时候
，And just before Jesus turned 13,
玛利亚跟耶稣遇到了谁
？Who did Mary and Jesus see?
结果是耶路撒冷的老师们
They saw the teachers in Jerusalem.
一般人当我们面对前面有困难的时候以及无法预知的未来的时候
When ordinary people see a challenge before them or an uncertainty,
怕是自然的反应
Fear is a natural reaction.
我相信玛利亚也不例外
I believe Mary was no exception.
她得知自己会有超然的怀孕的时候
When she was told that she would have a supernatural pregnancy,
有谁会相信她呢
？Who is going to believe her?
会成为她的鼓励跟安慰呢
？Who would encourage her and comfort her?
伊丽莎伯
，Elizabeth，
一个已经年老不可能怀孕的一个长辈
，An old relative who should have been unable to be pregnant.
当玛利亚知道她自己难以相信她自己会怀孕，神就安排一个过去不能怀孕，但是现在却蒙神祝福而。怀孕的人
When Mary found it hard to believe that she could be pregnant, God arranged for someone who couldn't be pregnant in the past to be pregnant by his blessing, so that she could encourage Mary.
然后成为玛利亚的见证，也为玛利亚打气。当玛利亚和约瑟在圣诞夜找不到房间生产的时候，
When Mary and Joseph couldn't find a room to deliver the baby,
只能非常窘迫地待在牲畜歇息的地方的情况下
to a point where they could only stay where animals were.
请问在那个情况下，谁可以激发玛利亚的信心？
In that situation, who could strengthen Mary's faith?
让她知道神知道一切，在一切的情况底下都在看顾玛利亚呢？
And let her know that throughout all of this, God was still watching.
乃是在旷野值夜班的牧羊人。
The shepherds in the fields taking night shifts.
他们同样的谦卑。
They were in a situation just as humble as Mary's.
他们同样的卑微，同样披星戴月，没有床可以睡。
They too didn't have a roof or a bed.
当玛利亚、约瑟带着小耶稣献上卑微的祭物的时候，
When Mary and Joseph brought the little Jesus and gave a humble offering,
谁可以认可他们守律法而献上的祭物呢？
Who could approve their offering?
谁又能告诉他们他们所行的满足了律法？
Telling them that they have satisfied the law,
并且他们继续要走在神的旨意当中呢？
That they should continue to walk with the will of God to fulfill the prophecy of the Old Testament,
以满足旧约先知的预言呢？是谁呢？
Who?
乃是在圣殿里的祭司西面和女先知哈拿。
Simeon and the prophetess Anna.
根据犹太人的规矩
，According to the Jewish law,
男孩子13岁的时候已经是代表成年，他必须也完全在法律之前为自己以后的行为负责了。
When boys turn 13, it means they've become adults. They're responsible for their own actions before the law.
而在13岁之前。所有的责任则在父母 上面
And before age 13, it's the responsibility of the parents.
乃是父母的责任要去教育自己的孩子去认识圣经了解律法
And it's the responsibility of the parents for the child to know the scripture.
当耶稣还是12岁还未达13岁的时候
At the time when Jesus was 12, still before the age of 13,
玛利亚和约瑟他们自问他们尽到了父母的责任了吗？
Did Mary and Joseph fulfill their responsibility as parents?
耶稣对圣经的了解有多少领会呢？
How well did Jesus know the scripture?
谁来印证这些事呢？ Who is going to approve?
Who could approve of Jesus' knowledge of the scripture?
结果是耶路撒冷的教师们，他们认可了耶稣的聪慧。
Turns out that the teachers in Jerusalem, they recognized Jesus' wisdom.
玛利亚明白了。
Now Mary understood.
神的心意乃是要她看见神一路都在带领。
The will of God was for her to recognize that Jesus, or that God was always there.
让她明了，神实际上知道她经过的每一步的遭遇。
That God knows every step of the way for her.
进而加添她的信心，让她能够与神同工。
And in turn, her faith would grow.
当她顺服的时候。
When Mary submits,
天使和圣灵就适时地制造情况，给予印证。
The angels and Holy Spirit will create a situation in a timely manner.
玛利亚对神的旨意就越看就越清楚。
The more Mary saw God's will, the clearer it became.
实际上，神对我们的心意也是一样的。
And God has the same will for us.
神既然呼召我们，让我们成为他的门徒，他的儿女。
If God has called for us to become his disciples,
他就不会置我们而不顾。
He won't just leave us alone.
他的目的不是让我们一天到晚在猜谜。
It's not God's will for us to keep on guessing.
他也不是要我们去迷路。
And definitely not for us to be lost.
但是
However,
他的旨意也不是让我们一步就到位，马上就看清楚。
That doesn't mean he'll reveal everything to us at once.
因为我们吸收不了。
For we're not capable to comprehend.
神的作为往往是时候到了，他就让我们看见下一步的路标。
God's way for us is that usually when the time is right, he'll reveal directions for the next step.
诗篇119篇105节说，神的话是我脚前的灯，是什么？路上的光。
God's word states that his word is a lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path.
在这里讲神的话也是代表一种神的指引的意思。
Here God's word can also mean his guidance.
神会适时的安排人就出现在我们的生命当中。
God will arrange for people to appear in our lives.
给我们打气，给我们加油。
Encouraging us and giving us direction.
也给我们指引。神对玛利亚是如此。
This is what God has done for Mary.
对彼得是如此。
And the same for Peter.
对保罗也是如此。
And the same for Paul.
同样的，对你我也是一样。
All the same and the same for us.
越严峻的使命，
the more difficult the task,
他对我们的照顾和提醒就越细微。
The finer the reminder and care will be for us.
问题是就看我们有没有认识跟抓到神的提醒跟指标。
The question is whether or not we'll be able to recognize this.
我有一个小学同学，
I have a friend from elementary school.
啊，他说活到现在好不容易空巢了。
She finally has an empty nest.
他说他下一个人生的目标是做什么呢？
She's talked about the next goal in life.
他说他要去跳降落伞。
She wants to go tandem skydiving.
哦，我说他真是疯了。
I told her I think she's crazy.
他真的要去跳的话，
But if this is for real,
那他对那个跳降落伞的教练的信心有多大？
She must have a lot of faith in the skydiving coach.
要是我是他的话，
If this were me,
我一定跳出飞机的时候，我就一直抓住那个教练不放，一直到地为止。
I would grab the coach tightly from beginning until the end.
而我们的神不比这个降落伞的教练更值得我们依靠吗？
Isn't our God a million times more trustworthy than the skydiving coach?
不是吗？那我们有抓紧他，有抓紧他的指引吗？
But are we seeking God's guidance closely? Are we grabbing on?
在玛利亚的经历里，我们也看到神对玛利亚的指引是非常个人化的。
In Mary's experience, we can see that the way God guides is very personalized.
只有当事人能够完全的体会。
Only the people involved can fully appreciate it.
我还记得大约在15年前，
I remember about 15 years ago.
有位李弟兄跟我是 IBM 的同事。
There was a brother whose last name was Lee, who is my IBM coworker.
他是一个非常属灵、成熟以及老练的一个基督徒。
He was a very spiritually mature Christian.
那我们每个礼拜四就在公司查经。
And every Thursday during lunch we'd have Bible study.
有一年暑假他回中国。
One year during vacation he went back to China.
然后他从中国回到美国之后，他就跟我讲一个他的经历。
And after coming back to the States, he told me an experience he had.
他说他慕名想到他湖北的家乡去找一个属灵的长者。
He said he was looking for a spiritual elder in his hometown of Hubei.
就是没想到他一到那里的时候，所有的乡镇全部都变了。
But unexpectedly, his hometown changed so much that all the street names have been changed.
所有的街道名称都变了，他搞不清楚了。
So he was very confused. He couldn't find his way.
他无法凭着他手中的地址去找到他想找的那位属灵长者。
He was unable to find the elder with the address he had.
好不容易他四处询问，终于发现那附近还有一家基督徒。
Finally, he was able to find another Christian in the area.
所以他就很冒昧地跑到那家人他们家去按电铃。
So he went to her house without notice and rang the doorbell.
想询问那里的基督徒，想询问一下如何能够找到他要找的那位属灵长者。
He wanted to ask how he could find that spiritual elder.
结果他按电铃，结果一开门，出来的是一位老姊妹。
So after he rang the doorbell, the one who came to the door was an old woman.
这个李弟兄就对他说明他来的目的。
So he told her his purpose of coming.
结果那个老姊妹很奇怪，她一句话也不说，她先从打量这个人上到下一番。
So the old sister just looked at him closely, looking up and down.
然后她说一句话，她说：“你真的是基督徒吗？”
And she asked him, "Are you really a Christian?"
她说：“你找不到地方，你就祷告啊。”
If you can't find the place, you should have just prayed.
圣灵会带你去啊。
The Holy Spirit would have guided you there.
你问我干什么？
Why are you asking me?
李弟兄后来他就没跟我讲完这一段故事。
Brother Lee didn't continue the story after that.
他只跟我说他当时感到非常的不好意思。
He only said that he felt very embarrassed.
我猜他大概没找到他想找的那位属灵长者。
I'm guessing he never found that spiritual elder.
我猜他也没听到属灵的声音告诉他说你现在要往左拐还是往右拐。
I'm guessing he also didn't hear the voice from the Holy Spirit telling him to go left or right.
因为我相信他如果真的这样找到了，他会告诉我。
Because if he did find the spiritual elder, he probably would have told me.
虽然这个故事他后来没有下文了。
So even though he didn't finish the story.
但是这却让我反思。
The story made me think.
是的，我经常听说在中国的农村里有很多的基督徒就是凭着圣灵的感动去找路，而且凭着圣灵的感动去说话。
It's true. I've often heard that in China's countryside, there are Christians that often find their way through the inspiration or voice of the Holy Spirit.
但是也许对北美的信徒，或许用不同的方式。
But I believe that in North America, God might use different ways.
神会派下最适当的人选，以及在最恰当的时间给我们指引。
In special settings, God will use special ways to guide His people.
你现在的工作有问题吗？
Do you have problems with your job?
也许你就会遇到一个现在也经历同样工作问题的人。
Maybe you will find someone who's had similar problems.
你家庭有问题吗？
Does your family have problems?
也许你就可以遇到一个可以为你们家庭指点的一位人。
Maybe you will find someone who can resolve your family problems.
你经济有问题吗？
Does your health have problems?
对健康有问题吗？对人生下一步要怎么走有疑问吗？
Do you have problems financially? Are you unsure of the next step in your life?
你想做个属灵人吗？
Do you want to be spiritual?
我非常相信神就在最恰当的时候给我们指引或信息。
I believe that in the appropriate time, God will give us guidance or a message.
问题是我们是否能对主给的信息敏锐并且回应。
The question is whether or not we'll be able to recognize God's message and respond.
让我们现在来看看，那玛利亚怎么样对这些神所安排的人事物做一个反应呢？
So let's see how Mary responded to the different situations.
我们在这边我们看到，当玛利亚听到天使跟她讲话之后，
Let's see the reaction of Mary when she heard the angel.
她说她就很惊慌。Greatly troubled.
She was greatly troubled.
然后她就反复的思想。Wondered.
And she wondered.
然后她说我要照你的旨意成就。I will follow your will. 然后接下来当玛利亚看到牧羊人的时候，看到事情的发生的时候，她又怎么样？她又把这件事情存在心里，又是反复思想。Ponder them.
So she just continued to ponder these things in her heart.
当玛利亚到圣殿里的时候，当她听到西面跟伊丽莎伯跟她讲的话的时候，她又是怎么样？她又是稀奇，对他们所讲的话稀奇 ，marvel.
When she heard these things from Simeon and Elizabeth, what did she do? She marveled at them.
当玛利亚听到这个耶路撒冷的教师对耶稣的评论的时候，她同样，她也是非常的稀奇。
So when Mary heard the words from the teachers in Jerusalem, she also reacted in a similar way.
然后她把这件事情都放在心里。
And she treasured all these things in her heart.
玛利亚是一个又敏锐又顺服的女子。
Mary is a very sensitive and
当他看见每一次有特殊事件的时候，
Every time she sensed something special,
他会讶异，
she felt amazed.
他会用心去想，
And she thought about it.
不但想还反复的想。
Not just thought about it, but continuously reflected.
也许我们现在 先练习一下，
Maybe practice.
让我们用一个动作 对我们是一个提醒。
Use some action toas a reminder.
让我们看到事情的时候会讶异的时候大家会怎么样？好，我们做一个动作好不好？讶异。Marvel, okay? Amaze. 那然后就会去想会怎么样呢？ Then how about thinking, right? 我们 ponder 的时候，我们就会去想。所以两个动作，讶异，思想。Okay. 玛利亚然后用行动去顺服。Follow with obedience.
Follow through with obedience.
神如何把何等重要的使命交给他？
God has given her such an important mission.
由于他的敏锐和反复的思考，
Because of her responsiveness and reflection,
他就能揣摩神的意思。
She was able to understand God's will.
凭信心坚持，以至于能享受与神同工。
By faith, she was able to endure the difficulties and enjoy co-working with God.
今天我们要学习敏锐。
Today, we also need to learn to be responsive.
反复的思想。
And ponder.
尤其对特别的经文、信息、讲道。
Especially to the special passages and messages.
遇到的人事物。
And the people you meet.
反复的思考。
And the things you encounter.
什么叫反复的思考呢？What does it mean?
So what does it mean to ponder?
就是你开车的时候在想。
Means you think about it when you drive.
你吃饭的时候在想。
Think about it when you eat.
你洗碗的时候在想。
When you wash the dishes.
你睡觉以前你也在想。
And before you sleep.
想什么呢？
So what are you thinking about?
想想这些事情背后是否有神的意思。
Thinking about whether or not God's will has something to do with it.
神在对我，特别在人生这一刻。他在说什么？
What is God saying to me at this very moment?
当我们能够洞察这些背后的信息以后，
After we recognize the reason for these things,
就能帮助我们能够胜过难关，
It will help us triumph over difficulties,
能笃定地走在神的旨意当中，
to walk in the will of God with confidence,
也能预备自己承受从神而来更大的使命。
We can also prepare ourselves to receive a greater mission from God.
在玛利亚之所以能看到神的旨意，同时也是因为有人见证也表达了神的旨意。当玛利亚与约瑟带着头生的男孩到圣殿去献祭的时候，他们遇到两位非常特别的人物。这两个人说出耶稣就是基督。
These two people proclaim that Jesus is Christ.
再次对玛利亚印证了神的旨意。
Once again, affirming God's mission for Mary.
也激励了玛利亚。
And also encouraging Mary.
那什么是基督呢？
So what does Christ mean?
基督简单的来说就是拯救世界的王。
Simply speaking, Christ means the king who can save the world.
他们这两位不但做出这个惊人的宣告，更重要的是他们以自己的生命显出他们说话的分量跟真实性。
More importantly, they use their lives to reveal the weight and reality of their message.
什么意思呢？我举一个例子。
So what does this mean?
一个花花公子，他满嘴说我爱你。
So when a player says I love you,
跟一个真诚稳重不轻易表达感情的男说口上说出我爱你。
Compared to when a very sincere and mature man says, I love you.
哦，这两个人的分量是不一样的。
The weight of these two messages are different.
那所以在座的姊妹，你先生很早对你说我爱你，因为他说话很有分量啊。这两个是不一样的。有些人讲话轻如鸿毛。
The weight of these are different. Some people talk as light as a feather.
有些人讲话重如泰山。
Some as heavy as a mountain.
甚西面这个人，
Simeon,
圣经并没有说他在圣殿里是处于什么的职位。
The Bible didn't say what kind of position he had in the temple.
但是看起来很可能他是一位祭司。
But it's very possible that he was a priest.
圣经说他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
The Bible says it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
而当他看了耶稣以后便赞美神。
And after he saw Jesus, he praised God.
说主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世了。
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace.
这几句话代表了什么呢？也就是说，西面在圣殿里忠心服侍了一辈子。
So what do these words mean? This means that Simeon has served in the temple faithfully his entire life.
就等着什么？就等着能够见耶稣一面呢、啊。就希望能够看到耶稣一眼，他看了一眼，他一切的劳苦都值得了。他的人生也就心满意足了。为了见这一面，他等了一辈子。别人可能不了解什么是基督。那耶稣基督到底又真的能为他们做什么？他们无法体会现在这个小婴孩耶稣基督是全人类的救主。但是经由西面的生命和表达，至少让人觉得耶稣现在虽然看起来好像小小的一个婴孩，但是他一定是一个不得了的人，因为这个小小的婴孩值得让西面用一辈子来等待，用一辈子来服侍。他坚持的活下来，就是为能够看到耶稣。这边说他已经很老了，他说他随时可以死了，但是他不死，他坚持不死，他就是要看这一眼。
His life testimony reflects the weight of his faith. He was already very old. He could have died, but he waited to see Jesus.
这个就是比重的原则。生命的见证带出了信心的重量和价值。
Simeon's life testimony reflects the weight and worth of his faith.
就好像我喜欢听某某人的歌。
So just like if I like someone singing.
如果你不认识那个歌手。
Even if you don't know the singer.
但是听说 George 啊，愿意花12个小时去排队去买那个演唱会的入场券。
But you heard that I'm willing to spend 12 hours to wait for the concert and get tickets.
你就同时也感到，哎，这个歌手他一定不错。
You must think that, wow, this singer must be pretty good.
因为 George 很忙的。
Because George is pretty busy.
同样的道理。
Similarly.
我们的同事跟亲友可能不了解什么是基督教，什么是救恩，他搞不清楚的。
Our coworkers might not understand what Christianity is or what is salvation.
但是看到你我在同样工作和经济压力下，却忠心持续的做礼拜。
But they see that while having the same stress from work and financial problems as them, you attend church faithfully.
然后我们奉献给教会，牺牲了周日的加班时间、休息和娱乐。为了遵守爱心和诚实的原则，在许多上面劳苦甚至吃亏，却还甘之如饴，如此日复一日，年复一年。我们的生活形态就会让周遭的人感到讶异。
Our lives will make people wonder.
我们说的话开始会让人去思考。
And our words can make them think.
一个人说话有没有实质的分量，并不是他说话是不是很大声。
When someone's words carry weight, it's not because they're just loud.
或者是他有某种的地位和权势。
Or because of their position.
而是那个人他背后的生命特质和敬虔。Quality of their life.
Because of the quality of their life.
这里有另一位人物，就是女先知哈拿。
Here's another example, the prophetess Anna.
她只享受了七八年的婚姻之后，她就守寡了一辈子。
She only enjoyed 7-8 years of marriage before becoming a widow.
她在圣殿里一生的倾心侍奉。
She served in the temple with a pure heart.
她既不是男子，她又不是利未人。
She wasn't a man or a Levite.
因此他在圣殿里没有任何实质的身份和地位。
And therefore Therefore, she didn't hold a real title in the temple.
在世界人的眼光底下，她是一个非常可怜、非常孤独、没有依靠、没有享受、没有地位的人。
So in a worldly standpoint, she was a pitiful and lonely person with no one to depend on, with no enjoyment or no and no position.
如果一个年纪已经老迈又无依无靠的寡妇。很自然他会想，那我有用吗？
She would think, am I still useful?
我活着还有价值吗？
Is it worth it for me to live?
但是哈拿却用他自己的生命对世人做一个宣告，做一个表达。
But Anna used her life to testify to the world.
你们都误会了。
Saying you misunderstand.
我的喜乐就是侍奉神。
My happiness is serving God.
那是我的享受。
That is my joy.
我的盼望。我的盼望就是神的旨意能够行在地上。我可以用我的生命证明，在神国里的指望比在地上任何的盼望都来得有价值。我能看到你们看不到的东西。所以在这个时候，当世人看见耶稣不过是一个小婴孩的时候，哈拿却对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人说，你们所有的盼望实际上就是这个孩子，这个孩子就是你们的盼望。这个又是一个比重的原则。一个懂得依靠神的人，现在看到一个真实的大盼望，也帮助人看到盼望，这让人讶异以及思考。亲爱的基督徒，我们现在也许你我正在经历人生当中的一些患难，或者正在处在人看起来是非常低谷的一个环境当中，请不要沮丧，这一些经历不过是累积你见证的分量，是你生命的建立。神也特别拣选这样的人去为他传福音。我们在这样的时段里面，我们在基督里的盼望所传的信息对别人的影响力更有力道。能够更深远
and deeper, and have a deeper
effect. 神最终会把他自己给你的。
And ultimately, God will give himself to you.
我们的神是一位照顾我们无微不至，也希望我们能够认识他的父亲。
Our God is a caring father who wishes for us to know him.
他常在我们人生十字路口安排适当的人做我们的安慰和鼓励。
He will arrange for people to be our guides at crossroads in our lives, while also reminding us of His will.
并且提醒我们他的旨意。神让玛利亚在不同的环境当中，透过不同的人，一步一步的越来越认识神。
God let Mary interact with different people during different situations in her life.In her life, step by step, so that she can know him more.
玛利亚也在每一个阶段认真的思考和顺服。
And Mary responded to every situation with pondering and obedience.
而我们是否够敏锐呢？
And what about us? Are we being responsive enough?
懂得对神给我们特别的人事物感到诧异，并且反复去思想呢？
Understand and appreciate the special events happening in our lives.
然后我们去揣摩神的意思呢？ So we can appreciate and understand God's will.
So that we can appreciate and understand His will.
让我们看见神在事情背后，他有一个荣耀的计划。
So let's see God's glorious plan for us behind everything.
我建议大家，现在许多人都有手机了，我建议大家可以用手机。有的时候经常就记下一些不同的特别的经历。
So everyone here has a phone, or most people, So I would recommend people to use their phones to record any unusual things.
记下一些不寻常的事情，或者特别有感动的事情。
Any special things or any inspirational messages.
有特别感动的讲道，让我们再去反复的思想。
So that we can ponder these things.
然后我们可以在其中想到神的旨意为何。在另一方面，我们在人生不同的遭遇当中，如果我们能像西面和哈拿一样的话，他们在他们的情况当中，他们见证神的旨意，就能成为别人的祝福。神要我们以生命作为见证。也许某些人他正在处在一种困惑当中，也许那个时候就是刚刚好我们可以做生命见证的时候，说出神对他的心意，就可以赐给人盼望。也许某人正在处在过去我们曾经有的一些经历，比如说经济方面有问题，也许在我们的生意上面有问题 business, 或者我们病痛，我们身体上面的疾病，或者我们过去有家庭的难关，现在别人也经历过相同的家庭的难关等等。你的见证的分享和属灵的看见，很可能就成为他人非常及时的一个帮助。神就能透过我们让他们看见神的荣耀和旨意。愿神祝福我们。 May God bless us.